I am the creator of my world. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with Absolute Philosopher. I am the creator of my world. Now, many of you may think that I will get a little over chummy with the stem cells, but I think it's a great idea and I like it. I've got a very friendly relationship going, and I'm going to make it friendlier all the time. What is my topic?
I'm the creator of my world.
I'm the creator of my world. Now, what does it mean to be the creator of my world? Is the creator of my world a person who is in charge of what happens in his world? Is the creator of my world a person who is in charge of the types of things that will happen in his world? Is the creator of my world the type of person who can instantly change from something that is not salubrious for him to something that is joyful and happy in his life? What can the creator of my world be? How can I, as the creator of my world, just really have a ball? And if I stick my foot in my mouth, how can I pull it out quickly without without extending my mouth out to my and being too unhappy about it? Well, whatever I say is what happens for me. I am independently wealthy. Bang! I'm independently wealthy. Why am I independently wealthy? Because the white stem cells have joined in forces to bring about my independent wealth. Now, Heinz Oertli, who is soon to receive great accolades for his wisdom, said these are really not white stem cells so much as they are wise stem cells. They are wise stem cells ready to put into motion whatever, because now think of what is a stem cell? Now that's a good thing we'd like to know. Is a stem cell our health, our wealth, our happiness? Is a stem cell the thought of our health, our wealth, our happiness? Is a stem cell the catalyst bringing about our health, our wealth, our happiness? What is a stem cell? Does a stem cell change as it participates in the actions that I ask it to participate in? Does a stem cell become part of the brain when I say become part of my eyesight or my ear or whatever I'm talking about? There it sometimes does and forgets its original purity and integrity. The stem cell going into the brain sometimes forgets it. But when I inform the stem cell, go into the brain as your original purity and integrity and stimulate that in the brain, do not acclimate yourself to the brain and become one of the attitudes that the brain may have, but you be unique, then I am putting to work the thing. Now, then I have wise stem cells. They have stem cells that say, ah, yes, I am to remember I am the original purity and integrity. I am to remember that as original purity and integrity, that is what I am instigating, instituting, and encouraging in whatever I'm in. If I'm in the heart, I encourage it to be its original purity and integrity. How do I encourage it to be its original purity and integrity? Well, as a catalyst, I cause it to just be a rocket and lose all of the oldness of it, all of the old attitudes of it, all the old conditions of it, which say it were limited, and now it's fresh and new, just like the baby blue that I am as I came in there to be me. See, you see, it's fantastic. It's whatever I choose to be. So, but likewise, I must tell my stem cells what I want them to do. My stem cells have been coming into my brain every day, 10,000 every year, every day, for all of my life, and I'm now 25 years old. They've been coming in for many, many years, and as they've been coming in, they look for something to do. And there was nobody around to guide them because nobody knew they were there and nobody knew they were coming. And if I didn't have a good mental attitude, if I didn't have a good mental thought system of saying, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace, I'm healthy, I'm hearty, I'm healthy, I'm hearty, I'm healthy, I'm hearty, I'm wealthy, I'm independently wealthy. You know, people think you're crazy. But you say it to yourself. And you say it to yourself, because this is the attitude, this is the thought system you want. You want to associate with wealthy people, associate with healthy people, associate with people who are what you want to be. Don't associate with people that you don't want to be, because that's what you bring about in your world. Okay, so we have been wisely saying to our stem cells, unbeknownst to us, that I'm healthy, I'm hearty, I'm wise, I'm joyful, I'm peaceful, I'm tied. And so we say these things, and we've been enjoying it. Now, some people haven't been enjoying it, because they've been saying to themselves, I'm sick, I got problems, I've got heredity against me, it's against me, you know. All of the genes and chromosomes of my parents and my parents' 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 parents going way on back. They've had all the diseases that are ever known to mankind, my goodness sakes. And it was in my body, and it's just a matter of time before I show them forth. Well, then you surely will. Not because they're there, but because you think they're there. And because you tell your stem cells that's what they're to work with. They're to work with the limitation. Now, we tell our stem cells, because we're wise, we tell our wise stem cells, we say, I am whole and perfect. Stem cells, hey, you guys, I got an announcement. They all listen. Have you ever seen anybody as handsome as me? Have you ever seen anybody as good looking as me? Have you ever seen anybody as friendly as me and fun as me? Have you ever seen anybody as crazy as me? Have you ever seen anybody that you'd like to be with any more than you'd like to be with me? Hey, we like you. We're going to be on your team. We are on your team. Let's flow. What do you want? What do you want? Master, what do you want? And they say it to us because that's their job. And we say to them, I don't want anything. I am whole and perfect. Yes, sir, so it is. I am wealthy. Yes, sir, so it is. I am happy, healthy, every other possible good thing that could be. I am that. And so the stem cells, what do? They correspond to whatever we're talking about. You can close your eyes and go to sleep when I am talking so enthusiastically like this. My goodness sakes, how can that be? I am just not, hey, your stem cells are listening to me. They're up there bouncing around. They're saying, hey, 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 wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Keep the eyes open. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. When the eyes go closed, I think that maybe the ship is ready to sail. And then I have no more opportunity to give anything to it. And I say, bye-bye. Enjoy your journey. And if we never see each other again, good. If we see each other again, good. But if you're going to have sleepy time, then it's time to go. And you got 1 minute before 1 o'clock, and then you can go take your nap. Okay? But now, see, these are important things. What are the stem cells doing in you? Exactly what you think they should do. If you drop off to sleep, the stem cells say, nap time, quit time, nap time, everything, stop, stop, stop. But if you say, wise stem cells, I have an announcement to make to you. I never sleep. My body may sleep, but I never sleep. I am always out on my adventures. I am out in fun two or two fun? Fun for
twice
two?
Twice the fun.
Twice the fun. I'm out in twice the fun. I'm out in my catamaran sailing Golden Bay. I'm sailing up and down the coast of New Zealand having fun all the way. And with people or without people, I am the happiest, happiest, happiest guy in the entire world. And if I lay my head down and let my body go to sleep, my mind is out on lots of journeys and lots of excitement and wonderful excitement. And I am just having a ball. But you see, I'm in charge. I have said that beforehand. So my white stem cells, my wise stem cells, don't look over the edge at me and say, you're sleeping. You're not interested in what we're doing. You're not interested in life. You might as well die. You might as well kick off. You know, what a waste of time. Sleep to sleep. And the body says, hey, just because the body is sleeping doesn't mean the mind is sleeping. I let the body sleep because I let it do what it wants to do. You guys up there, you don't get born until once a day. You know, you don't come around 10,000 strong, but once a day. Where are you? In between the time you are born and before you're born, where are you? Why aren't you here? You're sleeping. No, you're not. They're building up their awareness of their original purity and integrity, which is an ever-growing process, an ever-attitude. What's my topic?
I'm the creator of my world.
I am the creator of my world. Are you the creator of your world?
Yes.
Are you totally the creator of your world? Does your body sleep? Does your mind sleep? She says her mind doesn't sleep. I like that. Your mind doesn't sleep. What's your mind do? Thinking of beautiful things.
Waiting for new information.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think your mind is waiting for new information. Your mind is all that new information. Your mind is waiting to get it out, to flow it out. And it's waiting for Heinz, the lazy bum Heinz. He had Gregor here to help him yesterday. He didn't take advantage of it. Heinz could have gone in and done a plumbing job on each one of us and taken out that filter in us that keeps us from having our maximum brain self, our maximum intelligence self, our mind self, flow through our brain without any limitations, without any inhibition. It's not inhibited in the slightest. Wouldn't that be something? Wow! Heinz, how soon is your commission going to go into force that you must do this or choose to do this?
It's down here.
Did you hear that?
Yes!
Thank you, Heinz. Thank you, Heinz. We are most grateful, and we shall now go and put it into practice. Our mind flows through our brain without any filter. And what wonders we are about to see, perform, and be. Let's open our eyes so we can see. I love you. I love you.
I love you.